Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Yeah, I'm John, and I'm attempting to transfer over Miss Lakeisha Davis for her Roundup injury claim.
Alrighty, thank you so much, John.
All
Hey,
right.
Lakeisha, how you doing today?
On you.
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim? Nope. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents? All right. And I do want to ask you, did you spray Roundup yourself? No, you never sprayed Roundup.
I said no, I have learned from that. So not that you was then, but not now.
Okay, so back then you did.
I ain't crazy enough to know.
Were you ever diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I'm sorry for hurting. I'm trying to get where I can hear you. Say that again.
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Sorry to hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
And then, can I ask you, when did you start spraying Roundup?
Sir, hold up because someone is calling my phone. And it's not you guys, right?
No.
The 911.
No.
I'm trying to get them off my line, sir, so I can hear you.
No worries, no worries. And then when did you start to spray Roundup? When was your first time?
Is that starting to spray it? I want to say, oh Lord, I really, oh Lord, no, I thought I was done with all the questions. I'm trying to figure out around what time it was I actually started using it. It had to be around June 2010.
June 2010. And when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It had to be in October. Yeah, October 15, 2022.
2020.
No, sir, 2022.
2022. And so you sprayed Roundup for about 12 years? Through those 12 years, do you think you sprayed it at least 10 separate times?
Definitely.
And did you spray Roundup 1 year prior to you being diagnosed?
No, when I find out, no, sir. I'm saying that I do it after I find out. No.
No. So, did you spray it 1 full year before you found out?
Oh, yes.
Okay, alrighty. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
42.
And have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or only the one?
Only the one.
Only the one. And then when were you diagnosed?
October 22, 22nd.
And then what was the house address that you sprayed it?
Once it was 3503 Frederick Street.
3503 Georgia Street.
No, Frederick Street.
One more time.
3503 Frederick Street.
Frederick Street.
Yes.
Gotcha. Is that in Shreveport, Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. one moment here. And then, do you know of any friends, family who also spread the spray?
Say again.
Do you know of any friends or families who also spray the spray?
No.
No one else. Okay.
Mm-mm.
And now, are you a citizen of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No, sir.
No. Did you ever have an organ transplant or an autoimmune disease?
No, sir.
And then, were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr, lupus, arthritis, or diabetes?
Not that I know.
Okay. And did you ever have any other cancer?
Mm-mm.
And is there any family history of cancer?
Nope, that's not that I know.
Gotcha. And then, Lakeisha, do you swear your name L-A-K-E-I-S-H-A?
No, sir.
Is that how you spell it?
Yeah. L-A-K-E-Y. No, sir. It's L-A-K-E-Y-S-H-A.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. And now for your last name?
Davis. D-A-V-I-S.
Thank you. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male. I mean female.
Thank you. And then and are you married?
No.
And then for your date of birth?
12/28/80.
12/28/80.
Mhm.
And now for your social?
Yes. No, yeah, it's 455-53-0874, but that's common sense.
And that was 455-53-0874?
Nope. I'm sorry. 455-53-0874.
0874?
Mm-hmm.
So 455-53-0874?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then when did you first learn about your connection between Roundup and the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I want to say going to the hospital.
Gotcha. Okay. So when you were kind of diagnosed in October?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. And who told you? The doctors? That's kind of when they kind of made the connection?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's the best email address for you?
Lakeisha.davis1980@gmail.com.
Thank you. And then how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
5'6", 203.
And then your phone number 318-349-8644.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many times a month did you use it?
I want to say it was 3 times a month.
About 3 times a month? Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you said you started in June of 2010, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And then you stopped in October.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you wear any protective gear when you were spraying it?
No. Nope, 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 nope.
And then did you only spray it in Louisiana?
That's it.
Okay. And then would you say it's safe to say that you sprayed it roughly 432 times in your life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then your property, is it near a water well or is it city water?
City water.
City water.
And then we have a city water, but we have a well on the property too.
Gotcha. Was the well ever tested?
Sir, I want to say it was.
Do you know what the results were?
I didn't get the results because I moved and it wasn't my property. It was family property.
Gotcha. Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No, sir. I don't even know what that is, but no.
Okay. And then where would you go to buy the Roundup?
Why would I say that again?
Where would you go to go buy the Roundup?
Walmart.
Walmart. And then,
If not Walmart, any convenience store, really. Anything close to one.
would you get the concentrate or the premix?
Concentrate.
Concentrate. And do you have any receipts or any, gallons left over?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
Say that again?
Have you ever smoked?
No, sir.
Nope. Are you currently employed?
No, sir.
Have you lost any time from work because of any treatments?
I want to say it was like 15 days, but other than that, I don't say no other.
Okay. And then have you ever been in the military?
No, no, sir. I wish.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, sir.
And then were you ever convicted of a crime?
No, sir.
No. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
Willis Knight.
One more time.
Willis Knight, I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay. Is that, give me one second. Was Willis Knighton.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They also called Willis Knight Tri-State Medical Clinic.
Is that the one at the 2600 Greenwood Road in Shreveport, Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And then, do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
I think I told him, but I don't know. I want to say it had to been, yeah, I did tell him, the doctor who treated me for it, Dr. Kevin Gallagher, yeah.
Gallagher.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And then, do you have the medical records, or are they at the hospital?
Yeah, you can send up a place. I mean, you know how they send out for the medical records. You got my permission to get my medical records.
Okay, thank you so much. And how has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
That again?
How has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
You say how it went out?
How did the lymphoma impact your life?
Oh, sir. You ought to see my face and my eyes, but I'm always irritated with the, my skin. I kid you not, ever since then, I've been having skin irritation.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I can actually take a picture of my face now, and you will be like, okay, yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Is there any,
Not so far, sir.
is there anything, any way to make it better? I mean, is there, are they treating it, anything like that?
Yeah, I've been going to doctor for it. I've been actually clearing it up. I just happen to stay out the sunlight, and it's hard staying out the sunlight. I have to live,
And what date, do you have your first treatment date?
My first treatment date. What was my first treatment date? I think it was October 22nd, 2022.
October 22nd, 2022. Okay. And what is your current property address?
My current, where I live at now, or where I was at then?
Oh, where you live at now?
04305 Illinois Apartment 7304. Building H.
Was that 4305 Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Illinois Avenue. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Apartment 73.
All righty. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My sister. Okay.
And her name?
Diaquinita. D-E-A-Q-U-I-N-T-A.
And then for the phone number?
318-230-3132.
Okay. Now, I do just want to make sure this information I have is correct. Give me one moment. So you were diagnosed on the in 2022 of October.
Mm-hmm.
The property you sprayed it was 3503 Frederick Street in Shreveport, Louisiana. You were
mm-hmm.
between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. You did spray for about 12 years. You spell your name L-A-K-E-Y-S-H-A, last name D-A-V-I-S, date of birth 12/28/1980, your social 455-530874. Your email address is your first name dot last name 1980@gmail.com. Let's see here. And then you're seen by Dr. Gallagher. That was at the Willis Knighton Hospital. And that's at the 2600 Greenwood Road in Shreveport, Louisiana, 71103. And then you did spray Roundup 1/4 year prior to you being diagnosed. Did that all sound correct to you?
All right.
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
With Doctor Who?
DocuSign?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you over DocuSign now. Basically, this allows us to go ahead and pull medical records and everything like that. And so you should have just got a text. It should say Harold King Mass Torch Strategies. And then the law firm that you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. I just sent you their information. They're based out of Texas. And so how this process will work is once I get these documents back, I'll be able to get them signed or sent over to the law firm. The law firm will then call you in about 7 business days, so probably, you know, next Thursday. And during that phone call, they'll basically verify the information one last time, make sure everything is accurate. And then from that moment, they'll actually be able to represent you and actually go ahead and pull medical records.
Okay.
And then were you able to click on that link?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to. You wanted me to sign on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you wanted me to click on something else, or?
One more time.
You wanted me to click on something else?
Oh, no, y'all, I actually just got them back. Thank you for that. So I'm going to get them sent up right now. And then, like I said, they'll call you in about 7 business days. So about next Thursday, next Wednesday, they'll be giving you a call, okay?
Okay.
And then before I let you go, do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, sir.
All righty. That 949 number I texted you on, that is my direct line. So, you know, save me in just
that's
in case.
That's the number, though. Say that number for the call back.
No. So my 949 number, save my number in just in case I need anything from you. I need to get a hold of you. That 909 number will be the callback number that they're going to call you from, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And then if anything next week, if they don't call you, I can always try to get you over there myself, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, Lakeisha. Well, I do appreciate you. Have a blessed rest of your night, okay?
You too, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.